Daphne Caruana Galizia was one of Malta's top investigative journalists. She was well known for reports exposing high-level corruption in government, in business, and in criminal enterprises. So when she was murdered in a car bomb explosion outside of her home last week, the list of possible suspects was long. Galizia's death has drawn thousands of mourners and protesters in Malta, and a rare message of condolence from Pope Francis. Crispian Balmer is Reuters chief correspondent in Italy, based in Rome. Crispian, thanks for being here.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I mentioned Daphne Caruana Galizia's long career as an investigative journalist. What was she looking into at the time of her death?
She was an incredibly prolific blogger. You know, she was writing up to 30 posts a day, and her interests and her targets were very wide. She was particularly focused on local politics. She was particularly focused on the Labour government and the Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, accusing both the government and the Prime Minister of undermining the rule of law in Malta. So anything, any example of abuse of power would go on her blog. She was also attacking the opposition leader. Previously, she'd laid off the opposition party, but suddenly over the last 2-3 months, she turned her fire on them with a lot of very strongly worded attacks, accusing him of, again, abuse of power, of corruption. They've all denied all the charges, and she's been hit by, I think, 36 libel suits in the last 9 months. Besides the politics, she was also going after local businessmen, international figures, basically anyone who she thought was doing something shady on this small Mediterranean island.
So this was the death of a prolific journalist who upset a lot of powerful people, Crispian. And I mentioned that the list of possible suspects was long here. Is there any sense of how many people have not only the potential motive, but the wherewithal to want Daphne Caruana Galizia dead?
It was a very professional hit. She was killed a week ago as she was driving away from her house. A bomb was detonated remotely. Police sources have said they believe that Semtex was used. It's not been used on the island before. The feeling is that it would have been an outsider who carried out the killing. Again, locals cannot believe that their politicians would have ordered such a killing. So people are looking at organized crime. There are a number of shady dealings that have come to the light over the last 2 years. Diesel smuggles working with militias in Libya. The Italian mafia, there have been property developers from abroad. So locals in denial about what's happened, but also feel that there must be some sort of foreign element involved just because of the way that the killing was carried out.
Now, Galizia was also doing reporting stemming from the Panama Papers. These were sprawling revelations detailing offshore entities, financial maneuverings by some very wealthy and powerful people around the world.
She was one of the first people to bring to light the Panama Papers on her island. And she said that a very senior government official and a minister had offshore accounts that they'd created as soon as the government was installed and were planning to use those accounts to siphon corrupt money or use money, dirty money, and launder it through the system. She then subsequently said that the Prime Minister's wife had a company in Panama, which she thought was going to be used for the same thing. Now, again, everyone involved in this has denied that there was any wrongdoing involved. The police have not opened a full investigation into her accusations. And therein lies sort of another question that sort of emerged after her death is, you know, why haven't the police investigated these accusations? Malta has had 5 police chiefs in the last 4 years, I think. There's a number of crimes there that have gone unsolved. And the police chief has become a kind of a lightning rod for public fury over what is perceived to be widespread corruption on the island. Again, I've got to stress, people there have all denied the wrongdoing. The top government minister, the chief of staff of the prime minister, they're still in their jobs. So it's very hard to get to the bottom of what's gone on. And this killing is, you know, going to have a very chilling effect on people perhaps thinking in future about revealing alleged corruption on the island.
Investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia murdered in Malta. Crispian Balmer with Reuters in Italy. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.